Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jacob's Daily World Cup Podcast from TalkSport.
TalkSport.
Hello and welcome to another edition of our World Cup Podcast. Back home with me, Paul Hawksby.
And me, Andy Jacobson. Today we'll wonder whether I could have saved Japan's penalties. Absolutely. And we'll just be thankful that Brazil-South Korea wasn't another Arbroath versus Bon Accord.
Plus, comedian, ball runner and Farnborough fan Andy Smart returns and will celebrate a second great England performance in less than 24 hours with QPR fan and former international fast bowler Alex Tudor.
Yeah,
yes, we're going to talk cricket tonight. It's been football all the way, but Tudes, of course, is a huge football fan as well as a cricket fan. So two birds with one stone after that amazing performance by Ben Stokes and the lads in Pakistan, but we'll chat about that later. We'll start with the football, Andy.
Yes, and well, it was all right tonight for about 20 minutes, and after that, I was so bored.
Yeah,
it was so one-sided.
20, as long as 20 minutes.
Well, yeah.
There was no way back at 2-0, really, was there? Yeah. They were. I mean, as everybody's been saying, they were ludicrously wide open. So they go toe-to-toe with Brazil. Did seem a bit of a mistake. Really.
Not a great idea. Some things I noticed. Did you see Rafinha kind of picking Neymar's nose as he was waiting to take a free kick?
No, I didn't see
that.
Yeah,
he was sort of like going like, I don't know what it was. Like, Neymar can't do his own nose. But I was thinking, I haven't seen that on a pitch since the former Port Vale star, Ian Bogie.
Oh, yes. There we are. I mean, I suppose if you're Neymar, you can have someone, doesn't it? It's Rafinha, someone whose job is designated to basically pick your nose for you. Because you are Neymar, aren't you? So you can kind of get away with it.
I think I'll put an advert in for one of those. I could do
before nose picker needed.
Be good.
And I don't know if you, Brazil, before the tournament started, they said they had 10 dance routines lined up. And I think we saw about four of them tonight. It was the first time. They didn't really do any against Serbia. I think they were bored. But they quite enjoyed him. So we've got quite a few more dance routines to come, apparently.
That's good. And Pugas, though, he didn't like the Brazilian dancing at all. He prefers the haka, of course.
Oh, well, see, look, I've said this is Andy, of course, if you're just joining us, and his belief, based on nothing at all, that Mark Pugac prefers rugby. You've got everybody at it. Paul Kramer tweeted in the first half of the game, "Looks like Brazil have decided to run up a rugby score to please Mark Pugac."
Well, honestly, we could have recorded tonight's podcast at 7:10, really.
Yeah.
Honestly. But, you know, it was a bit mad. It was very interesting, though. Graham Hunter, who obviously is desperate for Spain to win it.
So yes, he's a Spanish football correspondent. Yeah.
Yeah, and he loves Spain, and he thinks Spain are the best thing since sliced veg.
Yeah,
and all that. But he tweeted that Brazil were lucky because Korea actually, you know, they had scored a goal, and there were three great saves by Alisson, and basically they were well in the game, and that Brazil had been quite lucky to win. He got absolute pelted. Of course he would.
when they did get in, though, as you say, when they did get in South Korea, Alisson was fantastic, which didn't really do him any favours, first and second half.
No,
I was wondering what Korean was for big second half lads when they came out from the coach.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ali McCoist, fine work, co-commentating as always. He said, "I'm looking forward to my half-time cup of tea." And it made me wonder, can you get a good cup of Builders in Qatar?
No.
I'll take it you can. You don't think you can?
I don't think so. Oh, okay. No, it'll be kind of like a mint tea, won't it? That'll be
really okay. Well, I don't know if that's going to
green gonna, tea. I think
that's going to go
thing.
Down well. the other thing we've seen throughout the World Cup, but it's now getting more irritating. Yeah, are these constant views of Infantino at the match? It's normally in the first 5 minutes, isn't it? You have to see him sitting up in the stands. Mm. Tonight, we didn't see him till the second half in the Brazil-South Korea. So I take it he watched the first game because it was late when he had to be chauffeur-driven across the city and fed with quail's eggs and have his nose picked by somebody from FIFA. So he only turned up for the second half. But I used to know somebody who was sort of relatively high up at Mirror Group years and years ago, worked there when Robert Maxwell was there. And whenever you did a speech about the company, you'd have to say the words in the first paragraph of your speech, Mr. Robert Maxwell. So it just reminds me of that. Infantino has basically told everybody, you've got to get me in shot. If I'm in the stadium, you've got to have a picture of me proving that I'm the man. And it's just appalling, isn't it, really? Who cares if we... I mean, he's head of FIFA. He should be there. We just take it as read he's there, don't we?
We do. I do. I don't even notice him now. In fact, if he's there, I just look for Salt Bay to see if he's with him. The old steak bloke. Yeah. Actually, I was channel hopping in the second half of that game, really.
Oh, really? So what did you find on the other channel?
No, actually, more during the extra. I thought the most tedious thing was the extra time this afternoon. That was so bad. You know, in modern football, how often is extra time any good? It's very rare, isn't it?
Well, first half extra time wasn't too bad. The second half.
5 minutes of the first half of extra time. Right.
I didn't say Richarlison playing with absolute joy and freedom. And I was thinking, don't worry, Antonio Conte, I'll soon suck that out of him. Get him back, stick him out wide on the left so he doesn't see the ball. And it was great, wasn't it? Roy Keane. Who would have thought that he didn't enjoy the dancing?
Yeah,
he said
exactly.
He didn't mind the first jig. I mean, I suppose if the Island Boys did it, we should ask Cass this. Did they ever kind of practice a full river dance? because that's the equivalent,
definitely
isn't it?
Not.
That
definitely
is the not. Equivalent.
And I don't know if you noticed in the Japan-Croatia game, the commentators were talking, they spotted and were talking about Lothar Matthäus, they can call him. I don't know what sort of cigarettes Lothar smokes.
Well, I'd like to think he doesn't smoke any these days.
It's Lothar, isn't it? I never heard him. Yeah. Not Lothar. Never heard him record.
I loved it when the two Brazilian subs were coming on in the 70th minute and the coach was making them, Martinelli, I can't remember who the other sub was, making them look at the iPad, thinking, what's the point?
No point.
It's a classic Harry, just go out there and run about a bit. Just go and enjoy yourself. You're 4-1 up with about 10 minutes left. No, what's
absolutely,
the point?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, the Japan-Croatia. Japan were great to watch. I enjoyed it. You know, it was one of those things where, as a neutral, I thought, I could take another 90 minutes of Japan. I want them to go through. Mm. I mean, sort of Croatia were just sort of strangling the life out of them ultimately, weren't they? I mean, all know what's going to happen. Croatia are going to make the game against Brazil boring and they're going to lose.
That's exactly right.
They're going to play, it's going to be a low block and they do exactly what Serbia did, make it a really tough watch, and Brazil will nick it 1-0 after about 80 minutes.
Have you seen this thing that Adrian Charles has been going on about terminology, like he hates terminology like low block? I don't know why. Yeah. I mean, you know, you've got to have these terms. That explains exactly what it is. I don't know. It's a bit, I think, sort of inverted snobbery not to like proper terminology. Yeah. Piers Morgan, his tweets on football are usually less than worthless. He's basically called Gareth Southgate a top man. We've got a top manager. Can you imagine what he'll call Gareth Southgate if we lose to France?
Yeah.
Honestly, the bloke is amazing. But never mind. And I've noticed on Twitter that reporters who clearly aren't TV presenters and never will be doing kind of awkward pieces to camera. You think, just stick to print, honestly. It's painful. Never mind.
Was it? Okay, well, fair enough.
I didn't name them.
And what else have we got? Japan's penalties. They were
terrible.
Just awful, weren't they? Really?
Yeah, I managed to get Sue to watch the first bit of the World Cup she's watched because she likes the penalty.
She likes a penalty shootout. So if football was just penalty shootouts, you could
be
watch,
there.
You Absolutely. Could watch together. Yeah, other general bits and pieces. We'll come on to Chesney Hawks because Andy Smart's going to join us. So we'll come on
to the
importance
of Chesney
Hawks to this World Cup and England's chances.
Oh, very much so, yeah.
Gustavo Scarpa, who's just joined, Nottingham Forest.
Yes.
Wowed fans apparently yesterday by skateboarding in the city centre.
What, of Nottingham?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, I mean, if my club had just signed, I wonder Matt Ford felt about this star Brazilian signing, skateboarding. You're asking for trouble, out for 3 months. Imagine Steve Cooper's face when he comes off. Madness.
Honestly. Why have they signed somebody else? That's bonkers, isn't it?
Yeah, another signing. 24th signing.
Yeah. Still, I've got to watch them. Our rivals in the league. Yeah. And did you see French President Emmanuel Macron predicted a 3-1 French victory with goals from Giroud and Mbappe and Lewandowski? I think we should get him in for the Fools panel.
Yeah, I think he'd be good. That would be good. Yeah, that would be excellent, bro. Also, did you see Matty Cash? I'd not seen this till tonight. Matty Cash has done an advert in Poland, a Christmas ad.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, he comes down the chimney and the kid goes, Matty Cash, Matty Cash. And the joke is, it's always nice to have a bit of cash at Christmas.
Oh, okay.
And it's all very lovable until
that's
he
quite good. Does that work in Polish?
Yeah, that's what until he puts in a sort of S-house 2-footed tackle on Matt Doherty and puts him out for 6 months. He's slightly less lovable when he does stuff like that. I don't know if you've noticed that. There's also some of the England boys were saying that they couldn't see why they had sort of green stains all over their shorts and all over their kit. And it wasn't like normal grass stains. And there's been a few people suggesting that they're doing the Augusta painting. Do you know, sometimes they paint the greens at Augusta.
Yeah, because the pictures are looking quite scarred. They look like a heat map at the moment. Yeah. They are. So, yeah, it's
but they wonder why they've been coming off with green paint on their kecks, which is a bit strange.
Yeah, there was one of the games where the pitch was really not great at all. Dave wrote to the Daily Star. He's not very
happy.
Dave who? A desperate bloke called Dave.
I don't know. Called Dave, okay.
He put his last name for some reason.
Yeah.
I wish he had. He says, Saturday night is fast becoming a joke. There's no normal entertainment like the wheel or anything. Football takes over everything. Why not just put the football coverage on the sport? It's once every 4 years, mate. And there were probably about 98 other channels you could have watched at that time.
And you flicked through them all tonight, didn't you?
Well, I did, actually.
Did you stick with any of them? I mean, did you kind of happen upon anything interesting?
Curling. That was quite. It was in.
Oh, so it was sport. It was sport. Oh yeah, It wasn't non-sports.
No, I was only going through the sport.
Andy, it's once every 4 years. You've just said that to Dave. Yeah, you'd rather watch the curling on Eurosport than the World Cup once every 4 years.
It was just during
years.
The extra time. I was so bored. I just thought, no one's going to score here. I knew they weren't. It was.
Dear.
But I do like predicting. I'm sure everybody does this. You like predicting. Oh, he's going to miss. Oh, he's going to score, you know, the penalty shootout. And actually, with Japan, it was quite easy.
It was, basically they're all going to miss, more or less. It was a shame because they were great to watch and I really did enjoy watching them play. But, they were just out-professionaled, as is often the case. Great header by Perisic. That was a cracking header.
Yeah, he's a very good player. He's the most two-footed player I think I've ever seen. He really is. So, yeah, impressive.
So, Andy Smart will be joining us. There's quite a lot of other bits and pieces, business that we can mop up when Andy Smart makes a return. He joined us, I think, about the second night of the tournament. And a lot has happened, of course, since then. So we'll catch up with Andy, see how the World Cup's been unfolding for him. And also we'll be chatting to Alex Tudor, the former England fast bowler, not just watching football today, watching the cricket, which was absolutely sensational.
Yeah,
what a performance. With the records tumbling as well. So Alex Tudor, huge QPR fan, big football fan. So he'll be joining us to chat about that as well.
Hawksby and Jacobs Daily World Cup Podcast from TalkSport. TalkSport.
Well, we've had two fantastic England performances in less than 24 hours. Following on from Gareth Southgate's boys, Ben Stokes led a fantastic victory over Pakistan in the first test in Rawalpindi. And here to talk about that and a bit of football as well, because he's a big QPR fan, loves his football, is the former England fast bowler, Alex Tudor. Hi, Tudes.
Hi, guys. How are we?
Good,
thank you. Yeah, I mean, what a day of sport. I mean, we had the England game last night and then we followed the England cricket team today. What a magnificent result. And Brilliant bit of captaincy. Nasser saying it's one of the best bits of captaincy he's ever seen. I think he seemed quite choked, Ben Stokes, when he said that.
No, I totally agree. I mean, I'm not surprised. I think there was when Ben took the job. I can't remember who he was getting interviewed by, but they asked him a question as in regards, you know, win, lose, draw. And when they got to the draw bit, he was like, "I don't do draws. I'm not here to draw." And I think I remember saying, as England fans, we need to strap ourselves in because we're going to have massive highs, which we had in the summer. And then you're going to have the odd low and you're going to have people saying, well, you can't play this way and whatever. But I think listening to Brendan Cullen, listening to him speak, it's all about the positivity. It's all about just letting guys go out there and do it. We're here to entertain. We want to put bums on seats. We don't care if we lose as long as we're doing it the way we want to. So be it. And I was not surprised with the way they went about it in that first innings, scoring those amount of runs, but doing it in the time that they did. So it was like 101 overs. Mm. They got 600 plus. Allows a lot of time left in the game. So obviously, Pakistan bat, they bat extremely well. And then I was like, Ben, they're going to come out here and they're going to go all guns blazing. They get 200 and odd in 30 odd overs. And then I actually thought, wow, there's still a lot of time in the game. But Ben is giving them this carrot of, you know, 340, yeah, you know, we can get that. This wicket's doing nothing. But it allowed him saying, right, on this wicket, you're going to have to play a certain way with positivity to try and get it. But in that time, we're going to get wickets. And I think it may be a surprise to a few that obviously, you know, what is it, 9 of the wickets in the second innings were got by seamers. You think maybe spin may come into it. But that weren't the case. And, you know, what happened, happened. And it's unbelievable on that wicket. And even people from around the world, to Mark Waugh then came out and said that Brendan McCullum and Ben Stokes are changing the face of Test cricket. And people are going to have to change the way they play when they come against England. And I mean, listen, that's so nice to say, isn't it? Because for years, you guys, I know you and Andy, avid cricket supporters, you know, there's been times when it's been very difficult. But I think now the way that England are playing and they're giving guys that opportunity to go out and express themselves and there's no repercussion, we back you. Listen, the first 3 days of Test cricket in England, no one's getting a ticket because it's going to be like absolute gold dust. And they're playing, you know, white ball cricket in the Test arena. I mean, it's just the way that the game is going.
Amazing.
It is amazing. And it was high risk, though. There was a point where I was watching it and I was thinking, oh, God, they scored 650 and they're going to lose. But I'm not Ben Stokes. So,
I mean, it's the highest score in a five-day test in the history of the game. I mean, not sort of timeless test back in the day, but for five-day test, the highest amount of runs scored in history. I mean, that is something else, isn't it?
It's just unbelievable. I mean, I feel a little bit for the Pakistan bowler who made his debut and he got 4 wickets, but he ended up going for 240 or something in not so many overs. I mean, it's not something that you want on your resume, but the way that these guys are playing, it's unbelievable. And I don't want people just to think, oh, it was a flat wicket, they're flat wicket bullies or whatever. They're doing that on every wicket. I mean, you listen, you know, the amount of runs that they were scoring in the second innings, back here, you know, against that attack of New Zealand. Listen, there's nothing to, you know, turn your nose up on. It was, you know, these guys are playing fantastic cricket. And it's just great to see as an ex-player, but as an England fan, to see these boys playing with that positivity. You know, Ben Stokes, I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, I would have loved to have played. I mean, I was lucky enough to play under Adam Holyoake. And Adam Holyoake, Ben reminds me a little bit like him. Because he used to do exactly the same when we was at Surrey, where he would give the opposition a bit of a caveat. And I remember people like Martin Bicknell and stuff that I was playing with who sort of a different generation. They were like, no, let's get 400, make sure that they can't get it, and that will give us time. But in doing so, you're taking more time out of the game. And Adam says sometimes you have to have that fear of you could lose, and they feel that they can win. And in doing so, you get some wickets, and then you get the result that you got. But it's unbelievable. And it was like, normally it would be a day 5. No one's watching it. It's going to be a boring draw. People are just stacking up stacks, batsmen getting loads of runs. I mean, we've got to remember only last year, or it was when Australia were there on this same wicket, Pakistan were 258 for none in the second innings on the fifth day. So that just shows you how massive this win was for England. We can't underestimate it. It was a fantastic win with some brave fields. And even national commentary kept saying, like, the old captains himself, Atherton, Root, Cook, Stewart, they would have had people on the boundary, you know, to sort of protect the runs, and so you can try and keep the run flow secure. And Ben was like, no, Leach, I'm not giving you man out. I'm going to keep them up, people round the bat. You keep throwing up there and we'll get opportunities. And that's such a brave individual to do that. But he has the backing of the coach and the players around him, and they love him. We love him. He's been fantastic. We just hope that his body will stay fit because we're going to have an exciting time with him leading.
Yeah, absolutely. And we should have a quick word on the football. Have you been watching a lot of it too?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, I've been having these conversations with my kids. I've got three, two that live with me now, and my 10-year-old girl and my 7-year-old boy. And we sit down as a family, actually, and we watch the England game, and he's watching all the games, and obviously he's calling out all the big names. But it's been fantastic. You know, the football's been great. I think England, I mean, Jude Bellingham, I mean, geez, I mean, you could just put, I mean, I said the happiest people are people that represent him, because I think, you know, what is the price? I mean, he's got everything for a 19-year-old, the maturity, you know, and at Birmingham, you know, obviously Ian Danter, our own Ian Danter at TalkSport, you know, avid Birmingham supporter, you know, 16 years old, made his debut, was getting man of the match pretty much every game. Then he goes off to Borussia Dortmund, plays with some good players in a good league, is doing it, could have come back and played this summer. He said, no, I'm going to play another year. And we're seeing the fruits of that now. He looks like a boss in that midfield. And I just feel if Gareth just allows our attacking talent to just thrive, I think we shouldn't be worried about, obviously we've got to worry about Kylian Mbappe, he's different quality. But I just think as our attacking team, we could just let them go, because we've got I think we've got the best attacking talent in the World Cup with depth, with strength for depth. You know, you've still got Callum Wilson and people like that on the bench. You know, it's this fantastic rate that he has. He's got a good team. He's got the backing of all the players, and he's doing a great job.
So he should do a Brendan McCullum, basically.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that? Yeah. I don't know if the England football fans would... I don't know if they'll be like that, but it's...
Gazball, we'd call it, wouldn't we? Of course.
He's not going to do that.
On the front foot. Well, nice one. It's good to talk to you. Thanks ever so much.
No, pleasure. Thanks for having me.
There we are. Alex Tudor there, former England fast bowler. Our thanks to him.
Sport. Hawksby and Jacobs Daily World Cup Podcast from TalkSport.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Jacob's Daily World Cup Podcast from TalkSport.
Talk Sport.
Well, we caught up with friend of the show, ball runner, comedy store player, cheese chaser, Farnborough fan, Preston runner. You get the idea. A couple of nights into the tournament, a lot has happened since. So let's catch up once again with our old mate, Andy Smart. Hello, Andy.
Hello. Hello, boys. It's been exciting so far. I mean, it's always a way, isn't it, with every tournament like this, that when you lose the 10 o'clock and the 1 o'clock, you go, oh, no, what am I going to do now?
Well, some people do. Some people are on this podcast do, but not all. There was a sigh of relief in some quarters, I understand.
Some people were going, I hate football.
Yeah, I used to like
it. I used to like it.
Was the best phrase you used.
No, it's such a long day when it starts at 10 o'clock. Oh, I know people like it. I know. I get it.
I mean, I only work 2 hours a week. You've got to remember this. I only work 2 hours on the side.
Got a lot of time on your hands. So your team, Farnborough, has still been playing. And I see we read today that a number of EFL clubs have requested to change kickoff times for this Saturday to make sure supporters get home to watch England-France. So they're a little bit concerned that the attendances could be here. I mean, it's not kicking off till 7, but...
But people here, when the away teams have got to get home, haven't they? So it's a tricky one. I mean, we had a 12:30 kickoff last Saturday, so that people could get home for the games, and it didn't affect the attendance too much, even though it was freezing cold. But it was a good game. We drew 2-2 with Hampton and Richmond. We should have topped them, but we didn't.
Yeah, Moose was telling us that we had him on the other day, and he was saying that the attendances have been great during the World Cup because people are missing live football. You know, some people, you know, love, like, there's not enough. There's 4 games a day. They've got to go to a game as well. What's wrong with these people?
Exactly. I'm going to Welling tomorrow to see Welling Farnborough, and I'll miss the evening game tomorrow because I'll be watching that. So, and we've started doing commentary now at Farnborough with me and Ben Shoveler are doing the commentary at all the home games. So,
is that Shoveler? Is that his surname? Ben Shoveler. Really? I dread to think what he's known as in the dressing room.
That's ridiculous.
It's a bit unfortunate, bit of alliteration that would be for him, wouldn't it? Yeah, I won't say it. We're all thinking it,
especially the team aren't playing well.
He's lovely. Yes. Very good commentator.
No, I'm sure he is. Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know if you've noticed that the VAR teams are wearing exactly the same clothes as the referees and assistant referees and fourth officials. So in their version of Stockley Park, they're wearing the same clothes as everybody else. Kalina says that's because doing that job, they perspire just as much. It's a bit weird.
I'm not surprised with some of the decisions they've been making. I burst out in sweat after those.
FKWs in this kind of tiny little box.
They can't wear suits or, you know, or leisure wear.
They could wear action slacks or they could wear a tracksuit or something, couldn't they? Like a games maker's outfit, a little trilby. That would look good, but they wear the same clothes.
I don't know if you're aware, Andy, we've been following the efforts of Chesney Hawkes to inspire the England team. He's apparently
he sang at the England game against Wales, didn't he?
He did at half time.
That's right. And since then, the Sun have just clung onto him like a limpet and have turned him, as we said, into a Poundland Phil Collins at Live Aid, where they said he had but 19 hours to get from Butlin's Skegness to Qatar. And then we had an exhaustive timeline, Andy, today, wouldn't they? Where they explained how they did it. Basically, get him a cab back from Skegness to home. He had 3 hours kip, which kind of takes the excitement out of it. Then they got him in another car to the airport. Then he got on a plane. Then he got off a plane. Then he got in another car. Then he turned up at the stadium. Hardly planes, trains, and automobiles. Is it kind of?
Honestly, I'm so sick of him. There's a part of me that wants England to lose. We never have to hear from him again. Yeah, it's tremendous. You can't blame the lad. I mean,
of course. I mean, you're gonna milk it. He's a good lad, and he's been on with us. He did Celebrity Combination lot with me and Charlie quite recently, and he's got a good sense of the fact that he had this big hit. But he's a lovely lad.
I'm sure he's a really nice bloke. I wouldn't mind getting flown out to an England game every so often.
No.
It's very interesting, though. The Sun did their usual vox pops after an England game. But what's noticeable is the type of people they ask, because these are obviously the only type of people that can afford to go to this World Cup.
Yeah.
Recruitment consultant Ashley Hagar, 36, from Nottingham, said, "That'll do for me." Retired company director Andrew Preston, 46, from Cheshire, said, "Our name is on the cup." I mean, it's important. Yeah. Building project manager Kevin Green, 54, from London, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Construction
Michelle Moan
owner.
From the House of Lords. Why aren't you wearing a mask?
You could definitely afford to be.
I've got 5,000 in the van. Yeah. Well, as you said,
there's a shot of the England fans. It does look like a middle-aged bloke stag night, doesn't it?
Yeah. It does. There was that fantastic picture of that bloke.
He's on his third marriage.
Yeah.
Our boys, we'll go to the World Cup.
There was a guy last night in the crowd who had he was a man of 1,000 faces in one face. So Jeff Norcott, fellow comedian, said it was a lookalike with about 6 different lookalikes. If it was a pizza, the cheese and tomato base was Steve McLaren. And on top of that was about 5 or 6 other faces.
It looked like a contour map of the Brecon Beacon. Yeah. So many lines on his face.
Yeah, it was a life well lived. Life well lived. I know the picture's been doing the rounds. So something that I've noticed today as well, that Sooty is bringing out a Christmas charity single. And I could think of one major issue with that.
What?
Hang on.
Who's going to sing it?
That's true.
You're forgetting that.
I was thinking, is he Jewish?
Oh, no. Is Sooty Jewish?
Well, I wondered what the problem was.
Oh, okay.
Sweet is the best jazz trombonist this country has ever produced, and he's always in the back row of the Sooty Show band. It's just not fair.
Well, I don't think it's an instrumental. I mean, I think there's a lyric to this song that Sooty is bringing out.
Maybe Sue's doing it, do a bit of an Adele on her, and
he could be like the band lead. He could be like the James Last of this particular thing, a man of no words.
I see him more as Dave Arch from Strictly.
John has quite kindly put.
Oh yeah, look at him!
Look at that bloke's face. Look at it. It's a light look around the eyes. It's Steve McLaren, essentially.
Steve McLaren. I can see a bit of John Bishop in there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think who else.
What about Ronnie O'Sullivan next to him?
Yeah, that's a good Ronnie O'Sullivan. There's Jürgen Klinsmann in the background. Look at that bloke there. A little bit of Jürgen Klinsmann meets Bradley Wiggins. Oh, yeah, look at that. What a face. And he's standing there holding the World Cup aloft, probably not the real one.
No, I don't think so.
Sooty's also doing more than one panto again. And I've mentioned this before over the years. I mean, how does he do that? He must have Chesney Hawke's driver. Or, I'm sorry, kids, there's more than one Sooty and he spreads himself.
Oh, no, that's terrible news.
He'll do
these
more
days,
than one.
You could fit him on a drone, surely. You could just
drive. That's a lovely idea.
I think you should fly him over the next England game. That'd be tremendous.
Yes, Sooty singing his Christmas single. And we've got Sweep up playing jazz trombone, Sue singing it in the Adele style. Well, that would be fantastic. And then let the Sun get hold of that. And they'll drop Chesney like a stone, won't they? Drop him like a stone. So, Andy, all in all, you're enjoying it. You're enjoying the World Cup.
I am loving it, yes. Obviously, I have issues with the where it's being held, but I'm loving the actual games, yes. It's been fantastic. And I, as I said on the first podcast I did with you boys, I always do 3-3 every match. And Cameroon-Serbia came up gold for me with their 3-3, and that was £2 at 90-1 is 108. That's covered all my bets for the so I'm continuing with it and hoping for another 3-3 in the next couple of games.
Well, you never know. Yeah, England versus.
I mean, it was very close. The South Korea Ghana game straight after it, where he snuck up on the goalkeeper and then slipped over. If he just stuck that in the goal, I'd have had 2 in one day.
Well, let's hope your system pays out. Andy, for now, lovely to talk to you again. Thanks ever so much for joining us. You're back at the store, I take it, the Comedy Store in
every
London.
Sunday, yeah. We took a bit of a beating last night. Up against the game, but luckily the next England game's on a Saturday, so we should be all right next Sunday.
Yeah, and so brilliant. If England win, you want a good night out, go along at the Comedy Store in Central London and see the Comedy Store players. Cheers, Andy, all the best.
Cheers, thanks, lads.
Andy Smart there, as always, on fine form. Well, Andy, just time to give you tomorrow's matches. We kick off at 3 o'clock with Morocco versus Spain.
Ooh, yeah.
Morocco plays
one for
nice
fans
stuff.
Of oranges, I'd say.
Yeah. The Morocco coach, there was a story about him today. I mean, they were being a bit careful about it. But apparently, he's got a nickname based on his bald head. I don't know what it is. I couldn't really find out what it was. Yeah, he said, yeah, that's right. They say they're very upset because they reckon they've not been given enough tickets and they're now having to buy on the black market. And they're a coach, they say, who has a derogatory nickname aimed at his bald head.
Baldy!
Baldy! It's not Harry Hill. Baldy! Yeah, yes. Maybe it's that. I don't know. I think it's probably cleverer than that. But anyway, Morocco have been playing great. That should be an entertaining
That should
game.
Be a very good game. Yeah,
and then in the evening...
That's not a foregone conclusion.
No, that's right. In the evening, we've got Portugal versus Switzerland. And Cristiano Ronaldo, realising probably they're not going to win it, has said today, winning something with Portugal is not the same as winning with Argentina, Brazil or Germany. It's different. It's much more difficult. Oh, he is a piece of work.
He's a piece of work. The ego of this bloke is unbelievable, isn't it?
So if we don't do well, it's not my fault. He's also, it looks like he's going to sign for Al Nassr in Saudi. 200 million euros a season. So
well worth the money.
What happened to that one more year in the Champions League? Apparently not. Maybe it was the Saudi Champions League. Anyway, yeah. We'll get to see him tomorrow night.
It'd be good if Switzerland won that one. That'd be
against
great.
The Swiss. Well, the podcast will return on Friday because we will be in the TalkSport studios with no games kicking off at 3 o'clock. We'll be back for our normal 3-hour show. And you'll be able to download the H&J Daily with the best bits of the show. But Wednesday and Thursday, we're back in the studio. So no podcast for you tomorrow. But we can tell you about another podcast. You can get even more from TalkSport. And you could subscribe to the TalkSport Plus channel on Apple Podcasts. It's $2.99 a month. And for that, you get ad-free listening to all your favorite TalkSport podcasts. And you'll also get exclusive access to bonus episodes of the Clips of the Week. We do lots of different specials that are there for theme specials for those subscribers. And we kind of do the bits and pieces that Andy never gets around to on the show. We do a deep dive into Andy's notes.
It's variable, but can be quite funny.
There's some gold in there if you look for long enough. So all those bits and pieces Andy never gets around to in the show, we bring you in those TalkSport Plus podcasts. So all you have to do is search for the TalkSport channel on Apple Podcasts and get your 14-day free trial of exclusive content from us, those Clips of the Week and Andy's notes. And they're available, as we say, at TalkSport Plus channel on Apple Podcasts. So we will catch up with you in the studio on Wednesday, and the Back Home podcast will be back on Friday.
Hawksby and Jacobs Daily World Cup podcast from TalkSport. TalkSport.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.